We are here on the Kings of Content, and you are with me, Katlaola Kisibola, ATL Atlanta, the King of Content. Today, hey, I'm feeling great, hey. I had some body pains yesterday, like all over my body, but I slept it off, you know, and I feel better today, and it's a great day to be happy. It's a great day to actually make another podcast. Today's topic is about how love is the true buyer. You know, if you want to get anything in life, and if you want to get people to buy your product, so even if when you buy a product, you obviously know that you only buy it for two reasons: either you love it or it solves a problem. And you love things that solve your problems. So basically, you love it anyway. Love is a true buyer, you know. You can buy things with love, you know. Necessarily, people want cash and everything. But love really does a lot of things. Because you can buy a friendship with your love. You can buy family members with your love. You can buy comrades with your love. You know what I mean? Cash is just there to amplify that love that you are willing to give, you know what I mean? And materialistic things don't necessarily mean that it's love, but it's just there to amplify the love that you have for someone, for something, for yourself, or for that specific destination. Damn, I'm such in a good mood, like I feel so lit, but you know what I mean? It's a great day, it's a great day. It's a great day, guys, and if you really want to get the things that you want in life, you have to start loving yourself first, you know. Love yourself first, love your dream, love your goals, love what you're selling, love what you're buying, love who you're becoming, love what you're doing. You have to put in practice, you know what I mean? And sometimes obsession comes first before love, because you might be obsessed, you know what I mean? You have to be obsessed with certain things. You have to be obsessed with certain things, because sometimes obsession is the only thing that leads to love, you know. A lot of the things and the people that I love currently, I was obsessed about before I loved, you know. I had to be invested in them more than they were invested in me, and in the end I received results that I needed, you know. I have people that I can confine to, you know. Shout out to all the people that I confine to with everything that I know. Shout out to Nalo, shout out to Kia Masumbuka Smiley, shout out to Bundera Matete, shout out to Kamahelo Buddy Bling, shout out to Andy Sibohwani, you know what I mean? Shout out to Bova Madla, you know what I mean, you know what I mean. I'm grateful, you know, for all the people that I can confine to, and I have a shoulder to cry on too. Shout out to my family, shout out to my sisters, you know, shout out to my new nephew, you know, newborn baby, 2 months old right now. And that's love, you know what I mean? And I want to teach everybody how love can necessarily change everything, you know what I mean? And sometimes we don't love what loves us, but in the end, if it's there long enough, you're going to understand that shit, I actually love this, you know. It's like that song that normally we hate, you know. At first we hate because it's trending, everybody likes it, everybody's vibing to that track, you know. Not all of the tracks, I understand you're not going to like them, but it's just for an example right now. All of these tracks, and you love and you hate this track, you hate this person, you hate, you know what I mean? But hate is just love in an opposite way, you know what I mean? And in the end, you're going to end up loving that certain track or that certain person. So have I, you know, in a many sense. I didn't vibe with a lot of people that I necessarily love, and they love me before I couldn't see it. So they invested their time, their space, their money, their effort, their energy within me, and now they're reaping what they sow, because hey, they planted a seed and they watered it till it grew into a beautiful Katlego, like he's over like ATL Atlanta, because that's the king's way. And I want to teach people how to invest in themselves, invest in their dreams, invest in their goals, invest in the destinations that they want to be in, because this world is really beautiful. They like to say life is hard, but life is hard because there was a movie created and the title was called Life is Hard, and it trended so much that everybody started to believe that life was hard, and instead life is so beautiful. Life is more than anything. Life is such a precious. Life is so precious, guys. I don't understand why people take their lives so lightly, you know what I mean? Every day on the media, we tend to see movies, action movies, anything, you know what I mean? That puts materialistic things first before us, you know what I mean? Alcohol before us, you know, booze before us, before girls, before yourself, girls before guys, guys before, you know, girls before, you know what I mean? I know it sounds really riddling, but you understand what I'm saying, because this is the King's Way, and we're just trying to be honest, real, trustworthy, transparent, because that's how we want everybody in our circle to understand that, hey, nobody's perfect, but we're goddamn worth it, you know? And sometimes you just have to understand that love is the real buyer, you know, and you have to get people to love you before they can buy into anything that you actually portray, you know. It's like, how can I say, for example, Michael Jordan, you know, Michael Jordan and the Jordans. We don't love the Jordans. No, we love Michael Jordan. You get what I'm saying? And every time you rock a Jordan, you feel like you're on some 23 shit, you know what I mean? You feel like you're supporting the guy. But initially, you have to know that that is an associative partnership brand, and majority of the profits is going to Nike and not Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan has a certain percentage, but the ownership is to Nike. You understand what I'm saying? So they used Michael Jordan as the image that was needed to, how can I say this, to motivate you into and to making you love the Jordans, 23 Jordans, whatever, you know what I mean? That's just how advertising, business, and marketing happens to be, because people are brands. You are a brand, you are a company before anything else, you know? Your products and services are just an extension of that brand, you know what I mean? So you have to understand, when you're selling something to people, when you're portraying something to people, when you're trying to get someone sold on the idea of who you are, and they have to buy into it, and how it's important for them to actually buy into it, because you are not just an aspect that's going to just be there in their lives for the sake of profiting from them, but actually progressing with them, you know what I mean? And the initiative is just to push content that creates awareness and relevance on terms of business, sales, and life in general. That's the King's Content Way, you know what I mean? And we have to create a certain platform where people can understand what business is, and not necessarily try and create robots. You know, we want people with feelings, we want people with emotions, we want people who are driven, we want people who are breathtaking, you know, every time they step on the mic, every time they step into the stage, every time they become in the room, every time they tell you how to portray yourself, how to be this, you know. And these people are legendary, legends, living legends. We are living legends, because this is the King's Way. Come on, it is what it is, it is what it should be, it is what it could be, because that's the King's Way. There's so many possibilities, there's so many open areas, so many open spaces. I'm out here, I'm breathing, baby, I'm breathing all of this oxygen just to make me feel better, you know what I mean? And I love life, I love everything about it, I love the ups and downs, I love knowing that, you know, there's this girl out there, you know, and she's on my mind 24/7. I'm trying to get her sold on the idea that I'm the perfect boyfriend for her, you know. And I'm already sold that she's She's goddamn beautiful. She's amazing. You know what I mean? She's understanding. She listens to me, guys. You know what I mean? Like, damn. And right now, like, I'm totally invested in her. I've been the most invested in her for the past, I think, hey, fella, it's going to be like, what is it, 7 years? No. Let me see. It's going to be like 6-7 years, approximately. Yeah, 6-7 years. I think, either way, she's going to correct me after listening to this podcast. I definitely know she is. She's always right. You know, I agree with her. Majority of the time, I agree with what she says. I agree with her ideas. She supports me. She's really down for a nigga. You know, I just want to sell her on the idea that, bro, I'm the perfect guy for her. You know, like, she's going to be wasting time with anybody else. You know what I mean? And that's what it is, because it's love, boy. Love is the real buyer, you know. Either you buy into things because they solve a problem, or you love it. You know what I mean? You don't go to a party just because you're going to a party. No, you go to a party and you buy the ticket for the party because it is entertaining and you love the entertainment. That's why events always choose the perfect, the perfect list of artists to bring, so that they can generate more sales and more funds for them. And also the marketing helps. And in fact, when you working together with your event promoters and the artist, and therefore it creates more ticket sales and it helps the event grow annually. You know, things take time. You know what I mean? You might start off giving people free shit, but in the end, after a few years, you're going to sell your shit. And you're going to realize who's really buying into your stuff. And some people might not be sold to it now, but that doesn't mean they won't buy into it later, you know. Or even after you're dead, you know. All you have to do right now is just put in the work, put in the effort, lay down the legacy, so that when your offsprings arrive, they have something to hold on to instead of what we have right now. We live in a comfortable house, a comfortable home, a comfortable life, but that's just it. Comfortability doesn't create opportunity. When you're too comfortable in your space, you never realize the opportunities that surround you, or you never want to create new opportunities for your surroundings. You understand what I'm saying? So don't get comfortable in life. Don't settle down, settle up, you know, and realize that everything in this world that you have seen and perceived for so long is actually a lie, and you have to create your own rules, your own play. Yes, there are rules to the game of this world that we live in. Yes, there are rules to them, but you can be creative with how you play your game and how you adjust to those rules. And one thing I know, if you let someone run your game, bro, they don't even know where you're going. Don't let anybody run your game. Run your own game. Run your own marathon. Because this is you. This is your life. This is precious. You're important, you know. And everybody likes, we grew up being told that we were special. We are these special kids. And we're doing this. And we're going to deserve special things. No. That shit brainwashes us to being entitled too much. I want to say something different. I want you to know that you're important, you know. You're important, but your importance and your value in this world is measured by the accomplishments and the people that you touch. Easy as that. Don't ever waste your time trying to get credit from people. Yes, validation is needed from some people. You know what I mean? Because everybody's validated in this world. You know, to be the greatest, you have to be validated firstly by yourself and the people that consider you the greatest. You know, I am the king of content because I validated myself, and now people are believing what I sold them. You get what I'm saying? I sold them the idea that I am the king of content. I am the realist. I am the one, you know. I am the dominant one in my industry, and I am the one that's going to change radio. I am the one that is going to change entertainment. I am the one that is here to change your life also. And once you're sold on that idea, your life will change completely when you understand and are sold completely on what I am sold on also. Because I believe that everything that I do is here to accomplish something that's different, you know. This radio show is not just for me, it's for the people, it's for business, it's for life in general, it's for sales, you know what I mean? And every step we take into the next episode, and the next episode, and the next season, and the next, you know, I don't know how many seasons I'm going to make, but I'm going to have to make a lot. Because my target is 11 million podcasts, you know, episodes. So I'm not going anywhere anytime soon. Better believe that. And consistency is key when I'm at it. You know what it is. I'm a straight talker, truth talker, all the time, always. Because I believe that that is how I love myself. And once I love myself, you can love me. Easy as that. Damn. All this talk about love and I'm feeling all goosebumps and shit. Yeah, like I said, everybody needs a way in life, you know. Find your way, create it. If you think that there's no way you can make it in this world, then you haven't looked hard enough, you know. You haven't looked hard enough if you believe that you only deserve to be in dark spaces, in a dark room, you know, where flowers bloom in the darkness. That's all good. I don't mind that. You know, as long as you're growing. You know, some of us grow in the light and the dark. Some of us grow in the dark only. Some of us grow in the light only. Everybody is different. Nobody's perfect, but we're all worth it. No matter what. You know what I mean? And truth to be told, like, this podcast is really, like, putting me into a state where I feel like I'm getting to know myself yet again. You know, it's the unknown again. I'm traveling into unknown spaces, unknown territory, unknown emotions, you know what I mean? And all this time that I'm putting in, all this effort, you know, making these podcasts, I normally don't have time, but I make it, you know what I mean? I make time for the things that are important to me. I make time for the people that are important to me. And that's just it. That's why I'm telling you. Everything that's important to me now was not important to me in the past, but I was sold onto the idea that this is important to me because I sold myself on the idea that this is important to me, you know? So importance and value is all about the selling process. If there is no value and importance in your product, your service, or even your brand as an individual, you will not be important to your prospect, to your market, to your people, to your family, to your friends, to your girlfriend, to your boyfriend, you know what it is, to your wife, to your husband. And I just want to get that in general, like, if you want to learn more about the selling process and how to get sold on the ideas that you have for yourself and who you are, just give me a quick DM, you know, on 067-871-0950 and we'll talk. I have a deal for you, a life-changing deal for you, and that is an amazing thing. Whew. Thank you for being with me today on this chilled, relaxed, all soothing, you know, podcast, and I hope you have a great day, a blessed week. We're reaching into 2021. Let's fight, people. Let's fight, because we have so many battles to win before we win the war. And I'm grateful for everybody who's being a part of my empire. The King's Way is here to stay. Thank you for being with me. Katlaola Kisubola, ATL Atlanta. This is Kings of Content. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And we are the Kings of Content.